That was Quintessential by Taj. Now, international celebrities, British royalty, American presidents, Bollywood stars and Australian cricketers all find their way to Mumbai's Taj Palace Hotels, which is one of India's colonial landmarks. This month is the 10th anniversary of a fatal terrorist attack on the Taj Palace and six other well-known Mumbai sites that killed approximately 200 people and left hundreds injured. On a recent visit to India, reporter Veronica Matheson chatted to Selwyn Fernandez, a barman at the Taj Palace Hotel's Harbour Bar, which overlooks the Arabian Sea and the iconic gateway of India.
Selwyn, you're the barman at the Taj Palace Hotel in Mumbai, and it's a very special bar, the Harbour Bar. Tell me a little bit about it.
So, ma'am, as you know, the Harbour Bar is the oldest bar in town. It's liquor license number one, started way back in 1933. Our license stands as 001.
That's rather special.
Yes, so again, there could be bars which were there before 1933, but this bar holds the first liquor license. So hence, it is a very historic and prestige bar throughout the whole country.
Was there prohibition then before then?
In India, we didn't have prohibition, ma'am. But we do have a prohibition cocktail called From the Harbour since 1933, which came into life because of the prohibition that ended in America in 1933.
And wasn't there a yachtsman that came in and demanded a drink?
After the prohibition in 1933, there were these two American sailors who were sailing by the coast, and they get the news saying that the prohibition is over. And they were so excited to have some drinks, but they were so away from their country that they couldn't wait that long. So what they seen was the Taj Mahal Hotel, and they entered the bar. To their surprise, the bar also had just opened in the year 1933, and they went up to the bartender and asked him whether he could make a drink. And he created a drink for them with gin, pineapple juice, cranberry juice, peach liqueur, freshly chopped fruits and cognac. And he presented the drink to them, and the sailors liked the drink so much that in return they asked the bartender the name of the drink. But since the bartender had made the drink on the moment, he didn't have a name. But he gave the sailors a choice because the drink was made for them. He told them that why don't y'all keep a name. So those sailors were so excited with the drink that they kept the name From the Harbour since 1933, with till date we serve at the Harbour Bar.
What does it taste like? Is it a sweet drink?
It's a very fruity cocktail. I would say it's a very fruity cocktail, but at the same time, it's a very potent cocktail. So, and it comes in a tall glass. So maybe the first two sips, you'll think you're just sipping on juice. But as the cocktail goes down, you actually get all the flavors. Like you get the gin, the peach liqueur, the cognac. So that all blends well. And ultimately, it turns out to be a really beautiful cocktail.
It sounds like a very delicious cocktail. Do a lot of people want to have taste that?
Yes, ma'am. It's one of our fastest selling cocktails. Whenever the cocktail goes on the table, it's done with the presentation. The presentation has to go with the cocktail because that's the whole charm of the cocktail. We have an entire setup where we take the alcohol in different containers. We have a cognac glass where we are flambing the cognac. So everything is built up on a tray and it's taken by the table. And along with the story, the entire cocktail is presented in front of the guest. So the guest knows exactly how the cocktail came into existence in the year 1933 and what's the exact history, how it got its name and everything.
And how did you get involved, Selwyn? How long have you been the barman?
Ma'am, I've been working for the Taj for the past 16 years, 15 years at the Harbour Bar, and as a bartender for the past 9 years. Earlier, I was the bar waiter.
Harbour Bar, it's in a terrific location.
Yes.
You look out the window and what do you see?
Absolutely facing the harbour, gateway of India.
So there's always something to see.
There is, like all the top people of the world who have come to the Harbour Bar and actually had a drink with us.
Can you tell me some of those people?
Like we did have our own founder, Mr. Tata, used to frequent the bar very often.
Tata was the one who built this hotel, wasn't he?
That was Mr. J.N. Tata who built it. This was Mr. J.R.D. Tata who used to frequent the bar, madam.
And he was the son?
Yes, he was the son. So he used to frequent the bar quite often. Then the top people who have frequented, one was Pierce Brosnan, like who had a martini by the bar counter, and I was fortunate enough to serve him the martini.
Did he shake it or did he stir it?
I shook the martini for him. And in fact, we also had a martini called a James Bond martini in a cocktail menu, but that was some years ago. And then we have a lot of celebrities which come to the bar. We have a lot of cricketers who come to the bar. So you name it, and we've got all the top people who have visited the Harbour Bar. In this career of 16 years, I have served a lot of top people at the bar.
So have you got an autograph book?
Not really, ma'am. I simply don't believe in autographs. I like meeting people in person and having a word. I really don't believe in autographs.
What about Bollywood stars?
Bollywood also is the same. Like, I do meet everyone, but I have not taken a picture neither autograph till date with any of the stars. No. But yes, we have served all the top Bollywood stars, from Amitabh Bachchan, Amir Khan, Shah Rukh Khan, Hrithik Roshan, everyone. Name it, and they are all at the Harbour Bar.
And have you had any Australian cricketers who've come in?
In the year 2004, we had the entire Australian team when they were touring India, and they had a test match in Mumbai. So for the entire 6 days, every day after the match would get over, 5 o'clock match used to get over, 6 o'clock they used to be in the bar right up till 11 o'clock. So, and like that time it was Andrew Simons, Ricky Ponting, Mark Waugh, Steve Waugh. So they are all the old guys who were there at that point of time.
The ones who played honestly.
Absolutely.
Do you know much of the history of the hotel? The
hotel's built in 1903. The Palace Wing was built first, and then in 1971, the Tower Wing was constructed. And as we all know, the main purpose for building this hotel was because the owner, when he was touring, had a board read where it said dogs and Indians not allowed. So that he felt very offended, and the main purpose of building this hotel is to be open to everyone. So whoever enters this hotel, it's not about how big a person you are. We welcome everyone with open hearts and open gate.
And it's such a busy hotel, isn't it? It's so popular with everybody.
Absolutely.
Just even standing around, watching all the beautiful people and the beautiful outfits and the beautiful saris.
Right.
It is a very special experience.
It is a very special hotel, and it's a very historic hotel as well. Like, being the first 5-star hotel in India with many things which were first in this. Like, it's the first hotel to actually have air conditioning in the room, the first hotel to have elevators in it. So it's a very historic hotel.
You're a great supporter of the hotel, aren't you?
That's the reason I'm working for the Tatas for the past 16 years, and it's a prestige to work for the Tatas.
Yeah. It must have been terrible when the terrorist bombing happened.
It was, ma'am, as I was also during that time. I was during the attack when it happened. I was in the hotel when the attack happened. But then it's thanks to our guest and thanks to all our management that we stood up together and got the hotel back working within 21 days.
That's incredible.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Also, security here, you feel very,
yes,
very safe.
Absolutely. Like, being a hotel, like, normally you don't see such security, but then security is always good, and it's betterment for the guest only who enter the hotel.
Unfortunately, the times have changed, haven't they?
Absolutely.
The hotel now, it's been going for
115 years. Yes.
Yes. And every year, do you have a celebration?
Yes, every year we do have a celebration. Every year we do something for the hotel. Like, this year also we are having a black tie event. So it's a charity event where all the money that would be coming would be going to a charity.
The fundraiser this year, right. What is that going to raise funds for?
So, ma'am, as she said, it's going to be for the Tata Welfare Trust, which is a trust which was started 10 years ago for the victim of 26/11. But now it not only supports the victim of 26/11, it supports many other causes. And it's not the victims only of the Taj which have been affected, but all the victims which were affected by 26/11, where we'll be having a lot of things happening on that night, and that's happening on the 15th, which is a Saturday.
15th of
December.
So some of the richest people in Mumbai will be coming. That'll be an event and a half. And as you say, you'll make a few cocktails.
Like, we'll be having our signature cocktails, which will be presented over there. And also we are coming up with some new cocktails, which will be made at the function.
So you've got a busy time ahead creating cocktails.
So I've already started working, and then let's see how it goes so far. The signature cocktail, which I spoke to you, which is from the Harbour Bar, that's for sure going to be there. We've got another cocktail called the Bombay Blazer, which is a gin-based cocktail with gin, lime juice, rose syrup and guava juice. So that's going to be the other cocktail which would be featuring on the list. And there are a few other cocktails which we have not yet worked out on. So once they get decided, definitely I'll let you know, but so that we know exactly what's been serving over there.
And they'll all have catchy names.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time, Selwyn.
My pleasure, and it was a pleasure speaking to you as well.
Well, that was Selman Fernandez, who's the barman at the Busy Harbour Bar at Taj Palace Hotel in Mumbai. While there, our reporter, Mom Matheson, checked out the hotel's Ravi Shankar suite, which has got rare photos of the Beatles' tour of India. Also on display in the two-level suite is the instrument on which Ravi Shankar taught Beatle George Harrison to play the sitar.